March 18th, 1922. Sin chains the soul and hampers her in doing good. The rest which God and the creature give to each other. I was accompanying my sweet Jesus in his pains of the passion. And he, making himself seen, told me, "My daughter, sin chains the soul and hampers her in doing good. The mind feels the chain of sin and is hindered from comprehending what is good. The will feels the chain that enwraps her and feels numb. And instead of wanting good, it wants evil. The desire, chained, feels its wings with which to fly to God being clipped. Oh, what pity I feel in seeing man chained by his own sins. This is why the first pain I wanted to suffer in the passion was the chains. I wanted to be bound in order to release man from his chains. Those chains that I suffered, as soon as they touched me, turned into chains of love, which, in touching man, burned up and snapped his chains, and bound him with my loving chains. My love is operative. It cannot be without operating. Therefore, for all and for each one, I prepared what is needed in order to rehabilitate him, to heal him, to embellish him anew. I did everything so that, if he makes up his mind, he may find everything ready and at his disposal. So I keep my chains ready to burn up his own, the shreds of my flesh to cover his wounds and adorn him with beauty, my blood to give him life again. I have everything ready. I keep what is needed in store for each one. But my love wants to give itself. It wants to operate. I feel a restlessness, an irresistible force that gives me no peace if I do not give. And do you know what I do? When I see that no one takes, I concentrate my chains, the shreds of my flesh, my blood, in one who wants them and who loves me. And I stud him with beauty, bejeweling him all over with the chains of my love. I increase 100-fold the life of grace for him. And so my love pours itself out and calms itself." But while he was saying this, I saw his chains, the shreds of his flesh, his blood, running onto me. And he amused himself in applying them on me and in bejeweling me all over. How good is Jesus. May he be always blessed. And then, afterwards, he came back and added, "My daughter, I feel the need for the creature to rest in me, and I in her. But do you know when the creature rests in me, and I in her? When her intelligence thinks of me and comprehends me, she rests in the intelligence of her Creator, and that of the Creator finds rest in the created mind. When the human will unites with the divine will, the two wills embrace and rest together. If the human love rises above all created things and loves only its God, what a beautiful rest do God and the creature find in each other. One who gives rest finds it. I make myself bed for her and keep her in the sweetest sleep clasped in my arms. Therefore, you come and rest in my bosom.